how the FDA hooked us on opioids. The United States is in the midst of an opioid epidemic, and investigators have suggested that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration itself aided and abetted such a thing to happen right from the start. Looking at clinical data from 1997 to 2018, researchers found that of 48 proposed pain products, none had trials that lasted more than 3 months. These trials often excluded patients who could not tolerate the drugs and failed to systematically assess some important and well-known opioid-related adverse effects, according to a Johns Hopkins news source. Not only did the short and small-scale trials stack the deck in favor of finding a medication safe and effective, but the use of patients' spontaneous reports on safety issues virtually closed the door on learning whether tolerance levels could occur that would lead to non-medical use of the drugs. In other words, the FDA didn't do its oversight job of asking for longer trial periods with more participants and actual trial data on addictive features of the drugs, thus sending them to the market and setting the stage for the epidemic that it is today. The source is Johns Hopkins, September 29, 2020.